Last night, the White House released more documents relating to President Bush's service in the Air National Guard during the Vietnam War era. The White House said these documents should lay to rest any controversy about the president's time with the Air National Guard in 1972 and 1973. Don Gagne is NPR's White House correspondent. Good morning.
Good morning.
What documents did the White House release?
There were three items. The first was just a statement from the press secretary saying that earlier in the evening last night they received additional information from the Air Reserve Personnel Center that's in Denver, Colorado. They'd promised to release anything new if they got it relating to the president's service. The second was a statement from the president's doctor, his current doctor, stating that he had reviewed Mr. Bush's medical records from his guard duty covering a period up to July of 72, and that the president was fit for duty. So nothing earth-shattering there. Then the third item included dental records for Mr. Bush from an exam that took place at the base in Alabama in January of 73.
How'd you find out about the release of the new documents?
A page went out to the White House press corps. I got it just before 9 o'clock last night. We do get after-hours pages, but normally it's things like check-in times for the next day's travel. But this one was unusual. It said in all caps, denoting some urgency, I would add, please check your email for release of information from the White House. Now, clearly that could mean just about anything. So when I logged into the computer, there were these emails from the press operation dealing with this issue.
Now, what does the dental record show?
Aside from actually providing us with a diagram representing the president's teeth from 31 years ago, the key here is that the exam took place at Danley Air National Guard Base in Montgomery, Alabama. The date is January 6th of 73. He'd been in Alabama working on a family friend's unsuccessful Senate bid during the 1972 election. The election was over by the time of this exam, but it puts him at the base, and it's the first hard documentary evidence of him being in Alabama at a base during the year that's been the focus of all the questions about what he did during his time in the National Guard and whether he ever showed up.
But the questions have not been about whether he was in Alabama or whether he drew pay and benefits. The question has been about, did he pull duty? Did he go to his National Guard drills?
Right, and this has him at the base for a dental exam on a day that was already accounted for in some of the records that were released earlier this week. So it does not talk about the nature of his service, but it puts him at the base on that day when there had previously been no evidence of even that.
Why did the White House feel compelled to release these documents so late at night?
Well, they felt they had something that helps validate their position on this, so they got it out right away, hoping to get it on the air this morning and in this morning's papers, all in the hopes of putting this controversy to bed. Obviously, it's been getting a lot of attention, much to their displeasure. Yesterday, Press Secretary Scott McClellan called efforts to delve into the president's entire military service history as trolling for trash was the phrase he used in an election year. So obviously, they want to put the spotlight on other things.
But he told Tim Russert he would open up all the books.
And they have backed away from that. They are now saying, as they get information that is relevant to demonstrating that the president did serve and where he was at the time, they will put that out. But we're not sure if they have gotten things that they have chosen not to release to us at this point.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.